information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3, then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby. Six. That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! I'm back for duty after a season of goofing off with my son. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you for joining us today. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh? Hey, have you heard something from a NATO ally about our show?
Yes, I have, Colonel. In a bit of surprising news, we were informed this week that Frontlines of Freedom is now ranked number 85 in the news and politics category on Apple Podcasts in Norway. Yes, we have a contingent of Frontlines fans in Norway. So, hi, and tuck to you who made Frontlines chart in Norway.
Good to hear, Josh. And we're going to hear from Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby as he shares some warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel seems to be a happy guy. What's up, Skip?
What's up? I think it's called the polar vortex. It keeps coming back like a vengeance.
You know, you'd think it was like winter in Michigan.
I know. But, you know, all of our listeners in Florida, Texas, Arizona, can't they just share?
You know, you got a point there. Socialism does work. Here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to discuss the war that is improperly called the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Nate Anderson, the Deputy Director of Concerned Veterans for America, will discuss how the VA is doing, as well as their legislative agenda that they hope our Congress will address this year. Then, Frontlines of Freedom's regular Elliot Chodoff, an Israeli Defense Force Reserve Major, will discuss the situation in the Middle East and the Israeli military, and we'll learn about the wonderful program for veterans, New England Adventure.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
Troops, you know that on each show we honor a deceased military person. Not the superstars, but the average soldier, sailor, marine, airman, or coastie. They don't have to have served in combat, but they do have to have served honorably. Active duty, guard, or reserve. I have some, but I need more vets to honor. To nominate someone, send me about 250 words summarizing his or her service that I'll read on the show. send the information to me at Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. We welcome your input to the show. Send me your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or do it on Facebook. And now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
Well, it starts with more news from Norway, Colonel. The Norwegian Intelligence Service says GPS signals disruption that was seen during major NATO drills in Norway last year is of particular concern for the military and is also a threat to civil aviation in peacetime. The intelligence agency said in its annual report that the signal jamming represents not only a new challenge for NATO members, but saying Russia's ability to project its power in peace, crisis, and war will increase. Norway and Finland have protested against the incident during NATO's Trident Juncture drills between October 25th and November 7th, with Oslo saying Russian forces on the Arctic Kola Peninsula were behind the GPS interference. Moscow denies any involvement. The GPS jamming isn't believed to have caused any accidents.
Russia isn't yet openly hostile to us, but they are showing us that they could be a big threat if they decided to be.
On Friday morning, President Trump declared a national security emergency to help shift resources toward our nation's southern border, to help stem the tide of drugs, human traffickers, criminals, and gangs from entering the United States. While the move had been expected for some time, the legal challenges will now begin to determine if the president has exceeded his constitutional authority with this declaration. The president is seeking a total of about $8 billion through a mix of spending from the Congressional Appropriations Bill, executive action, and the emergency declaration. A senior White House official familiar with the plan to get money beyond the congressional funding told ABC News $1.375 billion would come from the spending bill Congress passed on Thursday, $600 million would come from the Treasury Department's Drug Forfeiture Fund, $2.5 billion would come from the Pentagon's Drug Interdiction Program, and through an emergency declaration, $3.5 billion from the Pentagon's military construction budget. As movements of DOD personnel, equipment, and funds are made to support this national security emergency declaration, we'll keep you updated here on Frontlines of Freedom. Thousands of Marines carrying out crisis response missions in the Middle East are getting a better look at what war with a potential adversary, such as Russia, might look like. As the battle space in the Middle East gets more complex, with Russia backing Syrian forces and Turkey, a NATO ally, fighting on the opposite side of the conflict from the U.S., the Marine Corps' ground-based crisis response force are encountering new threats while operating in the region. For a service that has spent nearly two decades fighting insurgent groups, it's providing a real-world look at what they can expect if they face off against more advanced enemies with sophisticated equipment. Our troops must think about physical camouflage and hiding their electronic footprints. When any adversary can look at you with their own, small, unmanned aerial systems, or their aircraft. No examples of the threats our Marines encountered were given, but U.S. troops have shot down drones from pro-Assad groups that were flying near them, and American warplanes have encountered Russian jets above Syria. Russia routinely disrupted U.S. communications in Syria while also carrying out a sophisticated information campaign. Russia's efforts included discrediting U.S. and other coalition efforts while sharing feel-good videos meant to win over the hearts and minds of the locals, showing Russian troops delivering food to civilians.
I'm glad our troops and leaders are taking note about how our potentially next enemy operates.
Two U.S. Navy-guided missile destroyers have sailed within a dozen nautical miles of disputed islands China is believed to have militarized and has angered some in Beijing. The destroyers, Spruance and Preble, recently conducted freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea to challenge excessive maritime claims and preserve access to the waterways as governed by international law, according to a Pentagon spokesman, who went on to say, quote, U.S. forces operate daily in the Indo-Pacific region, including in the South China Sea. All operations are designed in accordance with international law and demonstrate that the U.S. will fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows. That is true in the South China Sea, as in other places around the globe. End quote. The Navy has carried out several phone-ops in the South China Sea in recent years, where China has built artificial islands and airstrips and installed other military capabilities. The destroyer's transit took place as officials in Washington and Beijing negotiated trade talks. When asked if the U.S. Navy's move would affect the trade talks, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman called it a series of U.S. tricks.
These operations are absolutely vital as we protect international trade routes and show China that they are not free to take control of segments of the ocean.
Our military conducted more airstrikes in Afghanistan last year than in the three previous years combined, making 2018 the most kinetic year for airstrikes in the country in at least a decade. U.S. fighters, bombers, attack aircraft, and drones released 7,362 weapons in 2018, according to the latest Air Force's Central Command Air Power Statistics Summary. Lieutenant General Joseph Guastella, Combined Forces Air Component Commander, stated in a news release, quote, "Throughout the last year, the Air Component has supported multiple ongoing campaigns, deterred aggression, maintained security, and defended our networks. We've orchestrated coalition air power to destroy ISIS, support Iraq, and enabled significant progress in Afghanistan," end quote. Aircraft operating under the Combined Forces Air Component Command flew 8,196 sorties in 2018, nearly double the number in 2017.
The war there is absolutely not over, nor is it close to being so. It's good that we're supporting our allies, and doing so from the air minimizes the chance of U.S. casualties. And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and then we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk about how the VA is doing with Nate Anderson from Concerned Veterans for America. At ease, troops, take a break. As a leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash is proud to work with DECA to provide Freedom's Choice and home-based products to our commissary patrons around the world.
These brands allow our military service members, veterans, and their families to stretch their commissary benefit, offering you quality you expect and the savings you deserve.
Through Freedom's Choice and Homebase, we're serving our best.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your home defense tip of the week. A man in Florida thought it was a good idea to show his pistol to a friend while inside his church. He fired the gun without intending to, and both he and his wife were taken to the hospital with wounds to the hand and the stomach. Sometimes people think carrying a gun is a cool novelty, but guard against this temptation. Only draw your firearm when you need to for self-defense. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
If you're within 15 years of retirement, this message is for you. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. By performing an asset reset, we reposition portfolios to start generating sustained retirement income. And you don't already have to be rich to utilize our time-proven strategies. Only about $150,000 in assets is a great place to start. Call now for a free, no-obligation retirement income kit to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income.
Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Honoring Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you can continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. The media loves to refer to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That phrase contains some important assumptions. The conflict is between two actors, Israel and the Palestinians, that it could be resolved by the stronger side, Israel, and that it's taking place in an area under Israel's rule. Presented this way, the conflict has become an energizing issue on the international left and the subject of fascination of many governments. Indeed, every administration for decades worked on a deal of the century to solve it. If only the perfect wording and map could be found, if only both sides could be given the right dose of carrots and sticks, we could have peace. To someone in Israel, and I've been there, this is harder and harder to understand. There isn't an Israeli-Palestinian conflict in the way that many seem to think. There is a perception gap. To borrow a photography term, the problem is one of zoom. Simply put, outsiders are zoomed in, and the people in Israel are zoomed out. Understanding this will make the events there easier to understand. In the Israeli view, no peacemaker can bring two sides together because there aren't just two sides. There are many, many sides. Most of Israel's wars haven't been fought against Palestinians. Since the invasion of five Arab armies at the founding of Israel in May 1948, the Palestinians have made up a small number of the combatants facing the country. Over the decades when Arab nationalism was the region's dominant ideology, Israeli soldiers faced Egyptians, Syrians, Jordanians, Lebanese, and Iraqis. Today, Israel's most potent enemy is Iran, which is over 1,000 miles away and is neither Arab nor Palestinian. The greatest threat at close range is Hezbollah on their northern border, an army of Lebanese Shiites founded and funded by Iran. The anti-aircraft batteries of the Russians, Iran's patrons, already cover much of Israel's airspace from their new Syrian positions. A lesser threat is posed by Hamas, which is Palestinian, founded by Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood, affiliated with Sunni radicalism, and kept afloat with Qatari cash and backed by Iran. If you see only an Israeli-Palestinian conflict, then nothing Israel does makes sense. That's why Israel's enemies, including the United Nations, prefer the framing, where the Israelis are the stronger, more prosperous, and more numerous, and the fears of making big decisions like occupying the West Bank seem unwarranted if Israel is indeed the powerful party. But to an Israeli, an agreement signed by a Western-backed Palestinian leader in the West Bank won't end the conflict because it will wind up creating not a state, but a power vacuum destined to be filled by intra-Muslim chaos or Iranian proxies or both. That's what happened in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq. Israel also fears that the fragile monarchy in Jordan could follow its neighbors of Syria and Iraq into dissolution into Iran's orbit, which would mean that if Israel doesn't hold the West Bank, an Iranian tank would be able to drive directly from Tehran to the outskirts of Tel Aviv. If you look at the West Bank as an Israeli, you see 2.5 million Palestinian civilians living under military rule. You see many grave errors the Israeli governments have made in handling the territory and its residents. But if you're zoomed out, you also see Hezbollah and the Russians and the Iranians and ISIS affiliates, no Palestinians, on the border. And then there's the power vacuum in Syria, which is a 90-minute drive from the West Bank. in the Israeli-Palestinian framing, with all of the other regional components obscured, an Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank seems like a good idea, if not a moral imperative. But anyone using a wider lens sees that the actual context there is a complex, multifaceted war or a set of linked wars devastating this part of the world. The scope here is easy to see if you get a map and look at Israel's surroundings, from Libya through Syria and Iraq to Yemen. The fault lines have little to do with Israel. They run between dictators and the people they've been oppressing for generations, between progressives and medievalists, between Sunni and Shiite, between majority populations and minorities. If this small sub-war were somehow resolved, or even if Israel had vanished tonight, the Middle East would remain exactly the same volatile place it is now. How can the greatest number of Palestinians be freed from friction with Israel without creating a power vacuum that will bring the regional war to the Israeli doorstep? These questions can be addressed only if it's clear what we're talking about. Abandoning the simple story for the confusing realities of the bigger picture denies a clear villain or an ideal solution. But it does make events comprehensible, and it will encourage Western policymakers to abandon their idealistic visions. And that, in turn, might lead to some tangible improvements in a world that could use fewer illusions and wiser leaders. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillan. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. We get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
I was at a conference this past week in Dallas, Texas. You know, I was really surprised by all the different two-wheeled electric kick scooters that you could rent. They look like those little Razor scooters that the kids have used for years, but these were no toys, and they were all over the place. What you had to do was simply download their app, scan a QR code, and you were off running a stand-up scooter that would go more than 15 miles per hour and get you where you wanted to go in downtown Dallas for about $2 to $3. It was much faster and a lot more fun than walking, and cheaper than grabbing a cab. Even Uber was in the game. So if you already had an Uber app, you were able to be on a scooter in just a matter of a few seconds. A few of us jumped on some scooters one night and went sightseeing all over downtown Dallas, and had an absolute blast. These lightweight electric scooters are made by a number of companies, with the most popular being the Segway Ninebot, which you can buy for about $750. And at 27 pounds, you can fold them up and easily throw them in the trunk of a car, or take on a boat, or put them in the back of a small airplane. That got me thinking about how these lightweight, pretty quick scooters might be helpful for the military. Since they're electric, they're very quiet and can certainly get a soldier from point A to point B much faster than walking or rucking. So, what does any self-respecting, curious guy do? Well, of course, you jump on Google and see if maybe you have the best military idea since the Wiley's Jeep. Now, as you probably already guessed, there are other companies already making military versions of these electric two-wheeled scooters. One such company called GoPed has a 26-pound version that's designed to be used by paratroopers and special ops where minimal weight and size are required. It can hit a top speed of 19 miles an hour and has a range of nearly 20 miles on one charge. They also have a much heavier commando version that can handle rugged terrain and hit a top speed of 25 miles per hour. So, I guess I could just go out now and buy the Segway consumer version, paint it up coyote brown, and call it a special op scooter. At least that way it won't look like I'm riding my kid's toy around town. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thank you, Roland. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss how the VA is doing with Concerned Veterans for America. Then we'll talk with Israeli Defense Force Reserve Major Elliot Chodoff about the Middle East, and all this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You are standing tall with the front lines of freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for planks. Do a minute each and do 10, then stand at ease.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad. I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way.
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome to the show Nate Anderson, the Deputy Director of Concerned Veterans for America, an organization that I totally support. They provide a vehicle that we Americans can use when we want to get involved in our government. So, glad to have you join us, Nate.
Danny, thank you for this opportunity, and I'm glad to be on.
Nate, you're a Army guy. Tell us about your military service, when you joined, why, what you're still doing.
Of course. I joined in 2004, joined the Army. Like a lot of people in my generation, attacks on September 11th had a big impact on me. And so I think that was really the defining moment in my youth and made me join the military. So I joined the Army, and I became a Green Beret in the Army Special Forces. I'm now in my 15th year of service, which is hard to believe. It's flown by. I have time in active duty and now the National Guard. And I love it. I love what I do in the military. And it's really made me who I am and really shaped me.
You know, in a lot of ways, I feel the same way. I'm still the same person I was before I joined the Army, but I know better now how to articulate values. I know better now how to live the life that I wanted to live. Mother Army, indeed all military services, do provide that, don't they?
They do.
One of the reasons that I am so gung-ho about Concerned Veterans for America is that many Americans I know are frustrated with some of the things they see going on in government, but they don't know what to do about it besides gripe and complain, which lets off the steam for the moment but doesn't accomplish anything. Concerned Veterans for America, among other things, does provide a way not just veterans, but all citizens can get involved. Talk to us about the role, the mission of Concerned Veterans for America, and how people can interact.
Absolutely. So Concerned Veterans for America is a grassroots advocacy organization. We have field staff in many states across the country. And our core mission is to advocate for policies that preserve the freedoms, the prosperity here in the United States that we and our families sacrificed to defend when we were in uniform. You know, it's the reason that many of us signed up to serve or answered the call to serve in the first place. And I think our obligation to defend these liberties, these freedoms that we value in the United States, that doesn't end when we hang up the uniform. That desire to serve doesn't just stop. And I think that many people look for ways to continue serving. And it's what brought me to CVA, and I think it's what brings a lot of our staff and our volunteers to Concerned Veterans for America. I think that ultimately what we want to do is, through our work, transform people's lives. We want to break down barriers that prevent people from realizing their potential. And so I think that even though we're an organization primarily of veterans and veteran supporters and families, our mission really, it extends to all of America. It's not just veterans. It's all of Americans.
Well, that's my experience, certainly. Majority are veterans, but that's not an exclusive membership. I guess the only requirement is be a patriot. I think that's a safe bet, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We love America.
So you impact. How do you do that? I know some of it is through letter-writing campaigns and some of it's through visiting elected representatives. What are some of the things that you do to cause this impact?
Good question. We have a lot of different opportunities out there, and we've utilized a lot of different tools in the past to advocate for policies and reforms that we feel are necessary to make this country a better place. You mentioned one of them, letter writing, a great way to communicate your beliefs and feelings to your elected representatives. We also have opportunities like making office visits to our members of Congress, both in Washington, D.C., but also in our district offices. That's a very, very impactful way to get a message across and to advocate. We also do a good deal of work reaching out to our fellow Americans, our neighbors and our communities, to educate them on policy items that touch the lives of veterans and their families, as well as other Americans and all Americans. And so we use any and all tools available at our disposal to include some fantastic technology that enables us to be really efficient and make the best use of our volunteers' time, which we know is very important.
Yeah. When you volunteer for something and those people waste your time, it doesn't go over too well. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing Concerned Veterans for America with Nate Anderson. Nate, one of the primary focuses in my experience of CVA, certainly not the only focus, but a major one, is the Veterans Administration. The VA was, years ago, really in bad shape. My experience and my observation over the last several years, a lot of movement in the right direction. Talk to us about how CVA monitors, looks at this, and your opinion about, is it getting better?
That's a good question. It's a tough question, but if you look at the VA throughout the past decade, it's easy to see that they've been going through a very, very difficult time. As is the case with many bureaucracies, particularly government bureaucracies, the VA has really struggled to bring about the fundamental changes that it needs to serve our nation's veterans best. I think that many leaders at the VA, they didn't fully embrace the reality that significant changes were needed to fix these root problems. You know, problems like accountability for VA employees, transparency with what the VA is doing to fix those problems and the way it's performing across the country, and allowing veterans who are their customers to have a say in the care that they receive, to have a little bit more choice in the way that that health care is delivered to them. So that said, progress is slowly being made. I think probably the best example of some recent progress is seen in passage of the VA Mission Act, which was passed to fix many of the failing components of the VA Choice Program and to bring about a lot of the necessary fundamental changes and give veterans the care and the options they need and that they deserve. So it's getting better.
Well, what you just said is certainly my observation, too. If you know anything at all about government, particularly big government agencies, change comes slowly. If you can even see it changing, that's fast movement in a bureaucracy. And I'm not calling names. That's just how bureaucracies work or don't work. And with a government bureaucracy, with all the restrictions and controls from above, change is not that common. So not that easy to do. But, yeah, I see things moving in the right direction. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing the VA now with Nate Anderson from Concerned Veterans for America. We're going to continue discussing the VA. There's a lot more to discuss, and Nate's going to stay with us. So think about what questions you have about the VA. Let's see if we read your minds well enough and are able to answer them. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it is now push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. So, then, do your push-ups, then take a break, but stay in the area. Nate and I will be right back.
Now is the time, and wherever you are is the place. The Citadel makes it easier to earn your degree by offering master's degrees, graduate certificates, and undergraduate degree completion programs that are entirely online. These programs are convenient for working professionals and those serving in the U.S. military. Continuing the Citadel's legacy of academic excellence, classes are held to the same high standards that consistently name the Citadel the number one master's granting public college in the South. The Citadel, online, on your time. Visit citadel.edu/online.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Concerned Veterans for America's Nate Anderson about the VA. Nate, you alluded to this, and I really like the VA choice program. If we allow all veterans to use the VA or not as they wish, and if they elect to use a local practitioner that the VA will cover the cost, then the vet can decide if the nearest VA facility is close enough or not, or if the service at that facility is what he or she is looking for. And if we do that, I think free enterprise will drive out of business any VA facility that doesn't meet the needs of veterans, and we don't have to go through quite as much government intervention. Does that make sense to you? Does CVA have a position on that?
Well, I think any reasonable person would agree with the fact that veterans probably have an interest in their own care and health, and they would probably make pretty good decisions about the best way to receive that care, if only given that choice. Now, you mentioned the Veterans Choice Program. The Choice Program was rather hastily implemented initially, following all of the scandals and wait time scandals in 2014. It was meant initially to be a stopgap until a more permanent solution could be created. And funding was limited, and there were a lot of frustrations and confusion about how to use it. In fact, many veterans who tried to use their choice card were, for one reason or another, unable to do so in some cases. Fast forward to June 2018, when President Trump signed into law the VA Mission Act. That law is meant to fix, in a more permanent way, what the choice program attempted to do in the short term. The Mission Act had overwhelming bipartisan support in Congress. Well over 30 veterans organizations publicly endorsed the bill. And at its core, like I said, it was meant to fix what the VA tried to do in the short term by putting the veteran first, putting the veteran in the driver's seat instead of the bureaucracy. And I think that perhaps the most significant component of that bill is the VA's establishment of very clear access standards for what's referred to as community care. In layman's terms, community care is really that choice and option for a veteran to go and seek out care in a place in their community, be it private, that's in their best interest. That's community care. That concept is nothing radical. And in fact, four former VA secretaries have agreed that more choice is best for veterans. So just recently, a couple weeks ago, the VA released a draft of their proposed standards for accessing that community care. And we're really encouraged to see that those standards are relatively simple and they're relatively straightforward, which is good for vets. They're not perfect by any means. The wait time standard could be better, but we think it's a big step forward because it just gives veterans more choice in getting their health care.
That's very encouraging. I obviously knew something was going on, but I didn't know that's what it is. And yes, we need something that is, one, given broad support party-wise by government and that provides clear, workable processes and rules. That's really encouraging to hear that that is not pie in the sky. That's now a law. And obviously, implementation is always a challenge, and nobody's perfect except maybe you and I, Nate. And so it's going to take some – don't talk to my wife about that. It's going to take some while to work it out, and there's always going to be bumps in the road. But what I hear you say is the movement is strong and in the right direction, and that while we're not there yet, we're moving on the right road. Did I read you right?
Yeah, that's accurate. Progress is being made. We hope that, you know, a step forward doesn't mean two steps back. We're going to keep an eye on it and make sure that Americans stay informed on this issue.
Awesome. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're talking with Nate Anderson, who's the Deputy Director of Concerned Veterans for America. Nate, I want you to talk now about Concerned Veterans for America's legislative goals for this year. What are the key things you guys are looking at?
You bet. So we just released our 2019 federal legislative agenda, and it's broken down into three main categories. The first category is much of what we've been talking about over this segment. It's guaranteeing that veterans get the care and benefits that they've earned, meaning the Mission Act is properly implemented. That means maintaining positive culture of accountability at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And in addition to those things, implementing some very common sense cost controls for the VA's budget, which has really ballooned significantly in the past decade. The second category is providing for a strong national defense. And we really truly believe our military is second to none, and it should be second to none. And that's going to require Congress to make principled decisions if we're going to maintain that. So a few examples. We'd love to see a new round of base realignment and closure authorized, or BRAC, as many people refer to it. We'd like to promote more transparency in allied burden sharing around the world. And what that will allow is more visibility about how much our allies are contributing toward their own defense across the world, because the United States currently shoulders much of that burden, and more transparency there is better. And finally, reexamining the 2001 authorized use of military force, which would reassert the role of Congress in U.S. foreign policy, which has skewed more and more in the territory of the executive branch. And then our final category is securing America's financial future. We desperately need to restrain our federal spending. Just recently, our national debt hit $22 trillion. That's huge. It's almost unfathomable. And that kind of debt is a threat to both American prosperity and to our national security. So we want to hold lawmakers accountable for the decisions that they're making with our financial future.
I couldn't agree more with you. For those old enough to remember, the Soviet Union spent itself to death. That's why there is no Soviet Union today. We don't need to follow that pattern. So, wow, do I agree with what you're saying. Nate, we've got about a minute left. Talk now about how listeners can learn more, get involved, plug in. As we've said before, many good Americans want to do something to impact our nation positively, but don't know how. How do they do that?
Absolutely. So if your listeners out there feel that draw toward continued service, we want them. We have all kinds of opportunities for people to get involved and continue that service. Your listeners can follow us on social media, at Concerned Vets on Twitter and Concerned Veterans for America on Facebook. Also, if you want to learn more, you can check out our website. It's cv4a.org, cv4a.org. You can sign up for our information emails there. And if you're interested in doing something, in actually taking action, we've got a action center on our website where you can create an account, sign up, and actually do things that make a difference. And like I mentioned at the beginning, we've got some fantastic staff across the country, and our volunteers are amazing people. So we've got some good communities out there if people are able to get involved.
And folks, let me encourage you to do that. What better way to role model for your children getting involved than by doing it yourself, and you can do it from home. Nate, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation, and thank you for CVA and what you guys are doing now. I appreciate you.
My pleasure, Danny. Thank you very much.
Now it's time for our Stand Tall Troop Report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty and we get to honor this fine troop. A retired officer whose leadership helped save soldiers and Marines pinned down by North Vietnamese fighters in 1967 received the third highest award for valor for his heroism over five decades ago. Retired Major Edward Wright, who served with the 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines, was presented with the Silver Star 51 years after his heroic actions during the Vietnam War. Lima Company platoon leader is credited with leading a 30-man reaction force against North Vietnamese fighters on August 21, 1967, to save an Army convoy and other Marines after his own company commander's team was ambushed. Quote, Lieutenant Wright expeditiously organized his platoon and led them in a rapid 2-mile combat march to the ambush site. Recognizing that combat with the enemy was imminent, he tactically deployed his force into concealed positions moments before the enemy unleashed a ferocious attack with automatic weapons, rockets, and grenades. Despite the enemy fire, Wright and his men forged ahead. He tenaciously assaulted the enemy positions as he advanced in hand-to-hand combat. As the battle came to a close, Wright rallied his men and ordered them to fix bayonets and continue his aggressive assault. It was noted that the delay in giving the award was caused by the fact that the companies that served in that fight were so fragmented that no one was left to write nominations for Valor Awards. So stand tall, Major Wright, Frontlines of Freedom, and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour discussing the Mideast and Israel's army with Elliot Chodoff. Then we'll learn about the wonderful organization that helps vets, New England Adventures. And, of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time to run. Run a couple of miles of wind sprints outside or on a machine, if you live in the snow like I do. Then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face. And send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent ASAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting
and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes! It's still a dynasty!
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3. Then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby! Six! That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, 100in. This is Big C coming to you from 100inchamberradio.com. The studio offices of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning 100in kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through vitamin C, wake-up call, and chamber chat. I also have many guests focusing on 100in County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning 100in, 100inchamberradio.com.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. I have several friends who are the alumni of the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. That great institution allows cadets to further their education and earn a commission in our military if they want to, which about one in every three do. Ranked as the number one public college in the South, the Citadel also offers master's degrees, graduate certificates, online or on campus. If you're looking for a bachelor or master's degree, this might be the college for you. Check citadel.edu.